Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace. In our study of Malachi chapter 3, having come now to the final complaint recorded in this book by God through Malachi against his Old Testament people, we have found in verses 13 and following that their words, quarrelsome words against God, harsh words against God, indicate, number one, an unsubmissive heart, number two, an undiscerning heart, and number three, a materialistic heart. Verse 13, "Your words have been harsh against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you? You have said, it is useless to serve God. What profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked as mourners before the Lord of hosts?" An unsubmissive heart, your words have been harsh against me. They have been strong, aggressive, combative, antagonistic, violent. They have attempted to overrule my word. They reveal an unsubmissive heart. Quarrelsome words that betray an undiscerning heart. You don't seem to understand what's going on here. You don't see what you have done wrong. And your quarreling with God indicates that your spiritual discernment is just about zero. You have an undiscerning heart. You can't understand because your heart is so hard against God. But number three, your complaining words reveal a materialistic heart, and that's the one we started on the broadcast yesterday and will continue on today, which is Wednesday, February 19. And please don't forget that we do depend upon gifts from our radio listeners in order to continue this ministry on this station. Complaining words reveal a materialistic heart. You have said, it is useless to serve God. You have said, and taking their own words, quoting what they have said, and the interesting thing is, we learned previously that what they were saying to their friends and neighbors and family and community and other people among themselves. This was the content of some of their conversation. And therefore, when Malachi tells them, these are the words you have said, they can hardly deny it because so many people have spoken them and so many people have heard them. It's one thing to deny something if nobody has heard it, nobody has seen it, nobody else is aware of it, so you can deny it, or you think at least that that is true. Sometimes you're mistaken about that. But it's pretty hard to deny something when there are dozens, scores, and who knows how many people who have heard you speak these words. So nobody says, wait a minute, I didn't say that. Malachi says, this is what you said. He presents the evidence of their harsh words against God, and he shows what's wrong with it. And in examining the evidence, what he shows is that their words reveal, number one, a mistaken conclusion, number two, a misplaced motive, and number three, a hypocritical devotion. And the first one we looked at yesterday, but we'll go back to that, and then we'll take up the other two in order. But first of all, their mistaken conclusion, which is this line, this phrase, it is useless to serve God. That's what they had concluded. It's useless to serve God because, they were saying, my faithful service of God has gone unrewarded. Whereas people who have not served God, the evildoers, they have gone unpunished. Therefore, it is useless to serve God. But this is wrong reasoning. I have not been rewarded, therefore it is useless to serve God. But this is simply more evidence of their unbelief. God's word promises rich reward for those who serve God with a sincere heart. And divine justice against those who ignore God. And they are reaping the fruit of their true actions and attitudes, which are not serving God at all, but they are complaining as if they have served God and their service has gone unrewarded. Instead of turning it the other way around and saying, if I am being unrewarded, then there must be something wrong with my so-called service of God. I must not be being as obedient as I think I am. I must not be being as honorable toward God as I think I am. I must not be worshiping God with the sincerity of heart that I think I am. The fact that God has said he will reward obedience, and I'm not being rewarded, tells me something. It reveals something. It reveals that I am not being obedient. Lord, show me where I'm being disobedient that I may correct it and become obedient and therefore become a recipient of your promise that those who honor me with an obedient and sincere heart will be richly rewarded. I'm not being rewarded, therefore there must be something wrong in my service. Show me what it is. I want to correct it. That's the right attitude. But what was their attitude? What was their reasoning? It was exactly wrong. They said, since I know that I am, or at least have been, have in the past, faithfully served God, and I haven't received the reward of it, therefore the conclusion, the only proper conclusion to come to, is that it is useless to serve God. So, a mistaken conclusion, and furthermore, a misplaced motive, because the words are, what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance? Reading verse 14 again, you have said, here's what they said, number one, it is useless to serve God. Number two, what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance? What profit, what increase, what gain, what profit making, what profitability do we have in keeping his ordinance? In other words, their primary motive for whatever service of God they were rendering to him was for material reward. They were serving God for immediate temporal reward rather than the highest motive, which is to serve God because he is worthy of our worship and service. They had adopted what we call in our day the health and wealth approach. I believe that if I give to God, he'll give more back to me in return. If I serve God, he'll richly reward me. And because what they wanted was material reward, they went through the motions of serving God, but obviously they weren't really doing it obediently, and their heart wasn't really in it, but they were kidding themselves that they were, and they didn't get what they expected out of it, and they were looking for profit, and they didn't get profit. Does that mean that God's promises are not true, that it's useless to serve God? No. It means that their heart isn't right, and their service isn't really obedient. That's what it reveals. It reveals a mistaken conclusion. It reveals a misplaced motive. And it reveals, thirdly, a hypocritical devotion. Going on to the last part of verse 14, and that we have walked as mourners before the Lord of hosts. So let's read the whole verse together again. You have said, Here's your own words. I'm going to quote them to you, said Malachi. You say, well, how did Malachi know what their words were? Well, of course, he lived in that nation. He lived among the people. It's very possible, I would say even likely, that he probably heard some of these words himself, but he is a prophet. God reveals truth to him. God told him this is what was being said, and nobody denied it. Here's the evidence. You have said, number one, it is useless to serve God. Number two, what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance? And number three, and that we have walked as mourners before the Lord of hosts. We have walked as mourners before the Lord of hosts. This carries the idea of walked in dark clothes, funeral attire, sackcloth and ashes. In other words, we have gone through external displays of repentance and devotion, and it hasn't produced anything. We haven't gotten any reward for that either. But inwardly, while you're outwardly dressing in this funeral attire, walking as mourners before the Lord, inwardly there is pride, a critical spirit, discontent, unbelief, criticism of God, and you expect reward for that kind of a heart attitude? Don't you understand that God is interested in the condition of your heart 100 times more than whatever it is you do? Why is that so hard for people to understand? Well, because of dark hearts that do not seem to be able to perceive truth and light. Unregenerate hearts always assume that the way to serve God and to please God is by doing certain things outwardly. If I do this, if I do that, if I go to church, if I take communion, if I am baptized, if I become a church member, if I attend worship services, I'm going through the outward motions, the externals of the Christian religion. And what else could God require of me? What else could God require of you? God says that none of these things count for anything unless your heart is right. Unless your heart's motive is to love God, to please God, to serve God. When that is the case, then these outward things are an expression of your heart's devotion to God, your love to Him, your desire to serve Him and to please Him. But when your heart is far from Him, then all of these outward things are so much hypocrisy that God despises. And that was the problem. Your words have been harsh against me, says the Lord, yet you say, what have we spoken against you? You have said, it's useless to serve God. That's a lie. You have said, what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance? That's a lie. You haven't kept his ordinance. You have said, and that we have walked as mourners before the Lord. We have repented. We have demonstrated a contrite spirit before God. No, you haven't. All you have done is put on the outward display, the outward trappings of being God worshipers, when your heart has been anywhere but in a place of devotion and love and obedience and faith toward God. You are hypocrites. It's a hypocritical devotion. And you expect God to reward that? Wake up. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.